look.
I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. A vacay, I feel better at work. I mean, whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my nigga, who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give him heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty, but don't get no dap to me now. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, it's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the poop the tightest. The drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest. The feet not divided, the love is divided. And I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel blessed.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two f*** about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys, the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my front of six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing it. Man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up, straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let it like so.
I'm the only doing that you brother. Ruin it, I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Ah! Woo woo woo! Assuming this is more than humorous, the pepper butterfly, my newest fact. The rumor is the way I prove it.
I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man.
Let my daddy smoke his only thing to keep on.
really. I ain't got no jewelry on me, bitch. I got the jewelry in me. Oh, let me talk my shit. I always been a shit. This ain't overnight. They love me now like they love me then. I know what I like. I eat the for my nourishment. I know how to cherish it. I know how to decorate your wall and further furnish it. I'ma burn your down. This is what the furnace is. I'ma turn your around with some friendly services. Ain't no nervousness, like I'm ratchet or conservative, and that's affirmative. All I do is lay up and face up my big bills and paste up. Got no chill for fake ones, like for real. They say I'm
a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Calling on me like a young OG. I'm a classic man. Your knees getting there by the street. In the family, red when I'm filling up the pantry. Now my slang came like a dandy. I'll tell you how it go. You pull out rubber bands, I pull out an envelope. The ladies on my elbow ain't for the show.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You say keep our business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
I only called you when it's high.
Tryna keep it up, don't seem so simple. I just had to be before I saw you. And you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all these motherfuckers wanna realize.
Listening to Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Kat. Next we're going to have a newscast by Charlie and Adam, followed by a PSA from Amandy and Herb. Once again, this is Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Kat.
This is Charlie with Adam and Sing Joe for Bay Talk Friday's news update June 17th. According to NBC, an alleged meth user, Juan Perez, has been accused of beating an 89-year-old priest with his own cane. A witness tried to intervene, but was also attacked by Perez. The suspect tried to run, but was restrained by two other members of the clergy until the police showed up. The priest, John Coleman, and the bystander sustained minor injuries.
According to MSN News, North Korea could test a nuclear device in October of this year. They have been developing nuclear weapons for a long time, and they are now believed to be in possession of enough weapons-grade plutonium for 6 missiles. They are likely to run a test on October 10th, the 70th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea founding. They are also developing biological weapons, including 13 types of weaponized fungi and 5 strains of anthrax.
In local news, a woman was struck and killed by a vehicle in San Ramon on Wednesday around 8 at night. According to ABC News, the police said the woman was crossing a street at red light. The woman was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Verge, NASA spacecraft New Horizons discovered that the atmosphere of the dwarf planet Pluto crawls 170 miles into space, rivaling Earth's 75-mile atmosphere. Contained in the gaseous bubble surrounding Pluto are nitrogen, methane, and hydrocarbons. Large amounts of these gases are escaping into space due to the weak gravitational pull of the dwarf planet. We've only received 2% of the data collected by New Horizons. More mysteries are to be uncovered in the next 16 months as more data is sent.
Google's stock rose $60 billion yesterday, according to BBC Business News. That means that the two founders each made $4 billion in a day. That's $97 per share in just one day. Their market share rose above $400 billion, second only to Apple at $750 billion.
In entertainment news, Leonardo DiCaprio has been sporting a giant beard everywhere he goes. The beard is for his role in the unreleased movie called The Revenant. The Revenant is about a man who set out a path of vengeance against those who left him for the dead after a bad injury. DiCaprio shaved his beard as soon as he finished acting his role around July. I'm Seeing Joe, and that was Charlie and Adam for Bay Talk Friday News Update on Youth Radio Raw.
Yo, you trying to listen to this beat I made?
Nah, I don't have any equipment.
Just come to Youth Radio.
I'm on a budget right now, and that sounds mad expensive.
You know Youth Radio is free, right? Plus, they teach you how to make beats and like DJ.
Really?
Yeah. All you gotta do is apply. Everybody gets in. And all you gotta do is go to youthradio.org.
You're pretty soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking about two Lambos. A 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love it, how she worked the damn pole. Hit the strip. Except for low, she my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be coming up, watch our bottom bands go. We just set it though, talking about your Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand though. Man, I swear I love her, hush it with the band pro. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call her fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smooth, you know backwards what I'm. Let me buy Fetty. Get up.
she cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixes it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch out for them bands, though. We just set it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a grand, 500.
Hey, you're listening to Bay Talk Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Cat. The song you were just listening to was Fetty Wap. Trap Queen. Next up, we have a review. Once again, this is Bay Talk Radio Friday on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ Kat.
If you ever had a hard time picking where to eat and can't choose between burgers or pizza, well, here's a place for you. Right in the heart of San Francisco, I present to you Soma Street Food Park. From tacos to seafood to ice cream sandwiches, Soma Street Food Park is a place where all the food trucks group up and serve you food. Each day, they have different food trucks coming in, which makes each day a different experience to the others. They also hire musicians to play twice a week for live music. The first time I walked into this magical place was on my anniversary with my boyfriend, and it felt like heaven on earth. There are food trucks lined into a circle. There's also a food truck in the corner that specifically sells drinks like alcohol such as mimosas and champagne and non-alcoholic drinks like hot chocolate, lemonade, and tea. There's also 4 to 5 flat screen TVs so you can watch sports while eating. There's a yellow school bus with where all the kids can hang and eat. There's a barn-like area with Christmas lights and a bunch of heaters in case if it gets cold. The main outside area is filled with a bunch of chairs and tables with shade. Not to mention there's ATM machines. Soma Street Food Park is also filled with some carnival games like skee-ball, basketball, and whack-a-mole. Just $1 to play. It's like Chuck E. Cheese's for adults. Filled with food, fun, and sports to watch on huge flat screens. My first time there, I got pepperoni pizza that they prepared and cooked for you from Fire Den, and fries filled with sweet gravy and pulled pork with sriracha and a raspberry tea lemonade. The food costed around $4 to $7, and the drinks were $2. After I had my food, it was very hard to pick where to sit because I wanted to sit everywhere. The only bad thing about this place is that it's near a freeway. It gets crowded easily if you were planning to watch big games like the Super Bowl. The place around it is stinky because of the homeless wander around that area, so don't walk to the food park. I recommend you to drive there and to not leave your precious belongings in the car. I'm Angelina for Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
That was Angelina doing a review on Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw. I'm DJ Kat, signing off after this last song.
Thought 8 doobies to the face. Thought 12 bottles in the case. Thought 2 pills in the halfway. Thought got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Man, I swear my tripped enough to begin. Pick them up, then I sit them in cold water. Then I order someone to bring them Vicodin. Hope they take the pain away from the feeling that he feels today. You know when you're part of Section 8 and you feel like no one can relate. Cause you are a loner, loner. Marijuana and office make you stronger, stronger. I'm in the house party tripping up my generation. Sipping cough syrup, black as water. Never no pancakes in the kitchen. Man, not one of our lives is caught up in the daily superstition that the world is but the end. Gives a f- we never do listen. Unless it comes with an 808, my melody PlayStation and some drink, technology pump my soul. Looking around and all I see is a big crowd that's product of me. And it probably relatives relevant for a rebel stream. Yep, the president is black, she black. Purple label on her back, but that dab is like blue. She take it straight to the head, then she look at me. She got ADHD. 8 doobies to the face. Thought 12 bottles in the case. Thought 2 pills in the halfway. Thought got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
she started feeling herself like no one else in this apartment. Beg your pardon, oh I rap, baby. How old are you? She say 22, I say 23. Okay, then we all crack babies. Why you say that?
Thank you.
explain something I don't understand. Why did I let this get out of hand? Maybe I'll get you out of my head. Maybe I'll forget all the things you said. Lies on your lips, but there's a
Hey, you're listening to Bay Talk Friday
radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Lemon.
Next, we are going to have a commentary by Riley and Jada.
You are a terrible person. Yes, you. You may pay pennies a day to help save a starving child in Africa, but you stepped around the starving homeless man on your way to work. You may feed your pet dog, but you changed the channel when the commercial with the abused puppies came on. Why? Why is a man put in jail for stealing from the rich, yet you aren't under arrest for not giving to the poor? From the moment we are born until the moment we die, we are told, treat others the way you want to be treated. To be kind to others so that they will be kind to you. This unwritten law, this golden rule, is exactly why the society we live in today is still standing. If everyone fended for themselves, we would live in a nightmare. Mass murders, heists, rapes, and everything in between. But I believe that this nightmare world is the natural state of humans. If we grew up not knowing of this golden rule, we would be hurting whoever crossed us and stealing from the people who had things we wanted. We would be living in a king of the hill society, where you must fight to the top and fight to stay there. The only reason this nightmare isn't our reality is because long ago, during the early years of human life, we realized that the easiest way to survive is to work together with others. A world with government and currency and laws. Mind you, I said this is the easiest way to survival, not the best way. If we lived in the nightmare I talked about earlier, the one where chaos runs free, the people at the top, who are able to either scare off or fight others to stay there, would be the happiest people in the world. But it wouldn't be as easy as working with others to get to the top. They wouldn't be as happy, but they would have an easier life. Lastly, this natural, beastly side of humankind cannot completely be under wraps. That's why we have an upper, middle, and lower class. That's why we have the 1% living in mansions up in D.C., but the rest of us have to stay down here, where we fight to get in schools, to get homes, and to get jobs. We still have murders, heists, and rapes. We still have King of the Hill society in third world countries. And your pennies a day won't do anything to change that. It's the psychopaths in the world that do these things. Unlike you, who has accepted this society when it was crammed into your infant brain, these people rejected this way of living and instead go back to the natural, beastly way. That's also why it's okay not to give to the poor. Society casts them away as if they are nothing, yet they are still a part of this world. Maybe this world is the nightmare, and the other is just a fantasy. As always, I'm Riley Lockett for Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
On October 7, 2014, my uncle, O'Shane Evans, was shot and killed by SFPD. O'Shane was 26 when he was murdered. He and two of his friends drove to San Francisco on the night of October 7th, hoping to engage in a good time. According to the reports, the three parked in the area of Jack London Alley and Bryan Street, where his two friends got out and broke into a Mercedes SUV. My uncle was the driver, so he stayed in the car. When his friends got back into the car, a plainclothes officer approached the vehicle and allegedly demanded my uncle to put down a handgun he supposedly had. According to the officers, my uncle refused and pointed the gun. At that moment, Officer David Goff opened fire, killing him and injuring one of his friends in the back seat. The other friend attempted to get out and run, but he did not get far before he was caught by nearby officers. My uncle was pronounced dead at 9:32 p.m. that night, but my family was not notified until 2 a.m. the next day. There are so many different stories about what happened that night. Some reporters even say the gun at the crime scene that supposedly belonged to my uncle had no bullets. I'm no genius, but I know you had to be crazy to carry it around or even point a gun with no bullets. O'Shane played a big part in my life while growing up. I lived with him and my grandma for the majority of my life, so he practically raised me. To me, he was a very outgoing person. He was very quiet sometimes, but when he spoke, it was always something that made me laugh. He would never allow simple family disagreements to come between him and his relationship with his younger nieces, nephews, and cousins. He could be having a horrible day until we came around. My family does not believe he pulled out a gun on a cop, especially not an empty one. It's crazy because whenever we would watch cop shows and someone did something crazy like that, he would always say, "Why would you try to harm a cop? That's a suicide attempt." It breaks my heart to know he's gone. I mean, no, he wasn't perfect, but who is? Just like every human on this earth, he had his flaws. The part that hurt me the most is knowing that according to America's justice system, his biggest flaw of them all was his skin color. I'm Jada for Bay Talk Fridays on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
She said, trust me, these are the stories we will tell. As I stood frozen, infinite, I almost fell. But I got a feeling and my heart starts beating, a sudden rush of feeling alive.
Okay, hey, you're listening to Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Lemon. Next, we're going to have a review by Savannah.
CeeLo Green made a song called Robin Williams. The song is named after the beloved actor who passed away 2 years ago and was released and dedicated to him. I first heard this song on Spotify today. I like how in the beginning of the song, the beat starts off really powerful. Lands, he grabs your attention using his powerful falsetto. For the reset of the song, his voice is low with a strong chorus at the end where he again jumps to a falsetto. I like the lyrics because in the chorus, Green says, "We don't know what the next man's going through life. Remind me of Robin Williams. I think he's telling us we can't want to assume someone's life is joyable." I'm not a big fan of repeated lyrics. It's just this song. I don't like repeating lyrics overall in songs. The thing that bugs me the most in this whole song is at the end when CeeLo says Robin Williams' name. He says it in a depressing way, like he was close friends with Mr. Williams. I want to know what made him write this song 2 years after Robin Williams' death. Robin Williams is a homage to our humanity, Green said in a statement to Entertainment Weekly magazine, centered on the strength it takes to smile in the face of adversity. I would recommend to close your eyes and listen to the song and take notes on things you liked about the song and disliked. I'm Savannah on Bay Talk Friday. For more information, go to www.youthradio.com.
Lay down your soul. Come settle down, settle down. Let loose your glow. Come settle down, settle down. And I feel like for the very first time, love in my arms and the sun in my eyes. I feel safe in the 5 a.m. light. You carry my fears as the heavens set fire.
Be. But she said, trust me, these are the stories we will tell. As I stood frozen.
Listening to Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Lemon, signing out.
Hey guys, you're listening to Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Strawberry, also known as a peer teacher. Y'all didn't want to DJ again, so I'm a fill-in for y'all, the last part. The song I'm finna play is Planes by Jeremiah featuring J. Cole.
This one goes out to all sides worldwide. Let that player, this nigga Thumpy, be your guide. As we go on the ride, we'll play hating killers and hood niggas thrive. And lame motherfuckers can barely survive.
Catch me rolling through the city. Riding with the top off. Man, my whip so big when you in it. Look around and get lost. Tell my bitch to let her head up. What the shit cost? Tell me, baby, if you found that life right now. Hope it ain't tall. No. I could put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot.
Sunny Digital. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my leg no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my lead no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. OG pimping, trench coat mobbing, money keep flowing from the bitty to Bompton. West Coast McConan, the best thing going. They really like my movies, it's the best thing showing. Boss Hog playing, competition slaying. Sell the whole pack, then relax before the day end. Making hella moolah, give a damn about your jeweler. Shout out West Baltimore and free young moolah. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my leg no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my lead no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean.
I got the that made Greg fight Debo. California weed smoke, mobbing with my ATL. Brought a pound if it's green. Closet full of Supreme. Still hit American Deli for the wings. I turned gin and juice dreams to the big screen. The kid from the bird doing big things. Not to mention all of my n****s on the young bus. Smoking to the head, we all bent. Everybody growing dreads.
I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my leg no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my leg no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. Haters can't see us, Niche or Tania. We be in LA, posted like the Coliseum. Big smoking, PCH coasting, Sheratino hotel penthouse toasting. When strawberry to dreams turn to champagne reality. Old friend been down since New Life Academy. Now we bound to the dough, it all makes sense. On our own homes, so we ain't gotta pay rent. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my leg no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my lead no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke. I don't sell my lead no more. I keep the white and the green, and it gotta be a pint if you're looking for the lean. I got the gas and the coke.
These girls be doing research.
Research, research, research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first. No, no.
I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear.
The way you stressing got me blowing indo, outdo. Every time you intro, that's my cue to outro. And I know all my niggas call you crazy. You just misunderstood though. Through all the evil in your eyes, swear I can still see the good though. But you unlocking my cell like you is a cop. How you decode all my V-mails, Gmails, even P.O. boxes got me P.O.'d. You saw my emails with CC when you wasn't CC'd. I'm on my way to halfway, my baby. I need you to meet me.
Straight up.
You talking about I had the key to your heart. Then I got my first European. You took that key, then you keyed it. What type of shit do we be in? Blowing up TNT and hella drama TMZ. And I'm leaving and then she switched the shit like
research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first. No, no.
I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear. God.
You hang around too good, damn long, it's like you need work.
Do you got a job on me for real?
I swear,
oh God.
I swear. Man, these girls be doing research.
Watch out, these girls be
doing research. Okay, I know you did some research. Well, shit, I did too. I saw you wearing Drake's chain like you was part of his crew. I saw you chilling with Meek Mill up at the summer gym. Ooh, I hope my eyes the one that's lying to me, girl, and not you. I know we all done got a pass, but it's shit that I can't pass. Seen you at the Soho House, I know you can't afford that tab. When I run into Chris Brown and he laugh, cause he know what you know, what I don't. It make me feel like I don't know your ass. How you saying, like, research.
Watch out, research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first. No, no.
I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear.
You hang around too good, damn long, it's like you need work.
Do you got a job on me for real?
I swear. Man, these girls be doing research.
Watch out, these girls be
doing research. These girls be doing research.
Research, research, research.
I swear, she like, this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first.
Who wants the perfect love story anyway? Anyway. Cliche, 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 cliche. Who wants that hero love that saves the day? Anyway. Cliche, 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 cliche. What about the bad guy goes good? Yeah. An innocent love, I'm misunderstood. Yeah. Black hourglass. Toast to cliches in the dark past. Toast to cliches in the dark past.
Boy meets girl, girl perfect woman. Girl get the buzzer from the cop, come running up. Chuck the deuces, chuck the deuce. What you say, boys, the blues say,
I don't care if we on the run.
I'm an outlaw, got an outlaw chick. From a Tupac on my outlaw hitch. Matching tasks, ink don't come off. Even if rings come off and things ring off, my nails get dirty. My past ain't pretty. My lady is, my Mercedes is. My baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, nigga. You ain't bout that life, ain't got a lot of me, nigga. You know it's to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga.
Hey, you're listening to Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Strawberry. Next, we're going to have a commentary by Miriam, followed by a roundtable from JoJo. Once again, this is Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw.
Where I'm from a bigger family who doesn't care about each other, from the feeling of lonely but also of hope. I'm from Amapera, from barbecue, fish, and beans. I'm the only child who lost her family when she was a kid, like the mother who raised her and died when she was 23 years old. I'm from California, where I was born for the second time, and Oakland, where I found a new friends and family. I'm from Anna Christian and Godance, who both raised me in different ways. I'm from Flor, my foster mother, who loves me so much. I'm from chicken, hot dogs, and rice. From Christmas, I am productive, practical, and constant. I'm Miriam from Bay Talk Friday and Youth on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
A lot of people like fast food. It tastes so good that nobody really pays attention to what's in it. A lot of teens eat fast food because it's cheap and addictive. According to Daily News, the average American spends more than $1,200 on fast food every year. It's not hard to find fast food places because there's one on every other two blocks. This is JoJo, and with me I have Adam, Miriam, and Savannah. We will discuss fast food after this message.
What did the lady say when she walked into the bar?
I don't know. What?
Ouch. But speaking of ouches, what happened to your eye?
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. There's a bruise on your right eye.
I don't want to talk about it. You're going to be mad at me.
No, I won't. Just tell me. You can trust me.
Me and Michael got into an argument and he hit me.
That's not cool. You need to talk to someone right now. Call this hotline. 1-866-331-9474. They will help you with your relationship problems with Michael.
If you and your partner are having heavy relationship problems, call now for unlimited advice from a 5-star relationship counselor. Here is the number and the website for more information. 866-331-9474. And the website is www.loveisrespect.org.
Welcome back. I have Adam, that's 14, Miriam, that's 17, and Savannah, that's 15, with me. Let's talk. Okay, guys, what do you think about fast food? Do you eat fast food?
I think that fast food is not healthy, but it is good, and I do eat it.
I mean, fast food's pretty good. Like, it tastes good, but it's kind of expensive for food.
I think fast food is good, but I don't eat them so many times. I eat, like, not always.
Okay, Adam, how often do you eat out, and where do you go?
Well, I eat out mostly at the really bad fast food chains, like, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Church's Chicken. And I probably do it too much, about once a week, I guess.
Okay, Miriam, what are the health effects of eating fast food?
The health effects of fast food is getting diabetes.
Yeah.
High blood pressure.
Yeah. Okay, Savannah, how does the cost of fast food influence your decision to buy it?
I think for me, it just all depends on the price of a burger or fries, mostly. But I don't really go to fast food that often.
Okay, I have one more question for all of y'all. It's, what's more important, health or the cost? And why?
I gotta say that health is more important because the cost doesn't matter if you get diabetes.
I think health, way more important. Costs, don't even worry about it.
I agree with both of you because once you have diabetes or other diseases from fast food, it's not hard.
Okay. Thank you for listening. I am JoJo from Bay Talk Friday on Youth Radio Raw. For this discussion and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy. All these but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby, yeah, 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 give it all up for you right now. We got the club going crazy.
I was the realest, we was the flyest, up in the building.
We was
counting this money, loving the feeling. Look at you now, in love with a hitter. But now it's all eyes on me, and it all eyes on me.
Hey guys, this is Strawberry on Bay Talk Friday Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm signing out. Have a good weekend.
Where you from? You the sh- and pick, get the right one. All these chicks got the light one. All these hits got the light one. All these bottles got the lights up. All these models got the white one. What you gonna do? How to work? Whoa. You ready?
Baby, is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love?
Ooh,
got the club going crazy. All these but my eyes on you. Is you somebody, baby? If you ain't, girl, what we gon' do?
If you ain't gon' need it, baby, yeah, 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 give it all up for you right now. We got the club going crazy. All eyes on you.
He was the realest, I was the baddest, we was the illest.